We're going to learn the second Ma'amar of Pritzadik on Parshas Pikudei. Eile Pikudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe. Pikudei HaMishkan, the accounting for the Mishkan HaEdus, accounted for by Moshe Rabbeinu, all of the work accounted for and assigned, if you would like to do perhaps learn a different way of interpreting Pukad, with the assignment of the work being taken care of and ordered by Moshe Rabbeinu. Afda Amrinon, though the Gemara in Erevin says Mishkan means Mikdash, Mikdash means Mishkan, and that the terms are interchangeable. So when the Torah here says Mishkan, Mishkan, as Chazal Adairish, it means that there were two Batei Mikdash. So Mishkan means Mikdash, Mikdash means Mishkan. True, Ashkechan Mishkan de'ikre Mikdash, or Mikdash de'ikre Mishkan, and it's proven by various psukim by the Gemara in Erevin. Mikol Makom, nevertheless, the pshat remains the pshat. Ikroi, nikro kalachad bishmai hamayuchad loy. In the main, when it says Mishkan, it means the Mishkan. And here it says that the Mishkan belongs to Moshe. And he's going to explain why the Mishkan is called Moshe's Mishkan. O Mishkan ha'edus, Esau, the Gemara in Tanchuma, the Medrash Tanchuma says Mishkan ha'edus, is because it is edus that is Torah. Torah is the aid. Ein edus ala Torah. The Torah itself was there in the Mishkan, is represented by the Mishkan. The Torah Moshe Rabbeinu wrote was in the Mishkan, literally placed in the Mishkan, in the Aron in the Mishkan. But he says, but this is the Mishkan of Moshe, v'zehu chelek Moshe, because Moshe's role is the one to give Torah, the whole basis of Torah in Klal Yisrael. So the Mishkan, which represents Torah, is considered to be Moshe's Mishkan. So that's Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe. Kol Torah Sheyesh, Kol Torah V'Kol Tefillah. There are two kolos. Jewish people use their voices and express words in two ways with two different purposes. Parallel to each other, but two different purposes. Kol Torah, Kol Tefillah, voice of Torah, voice of prayer. Hanirmazim b'pasik, they are referenced in the pasik. Hakol Kol Yaakov, so Hakol with the hay. Kol hay is referring to Tefillah. Kol Yaakov written Chaser. Hakol is with the hay. That's the pasuk which is referring to, and the word that's referring to Tefillah, and then Kol Yaakov with a vav, that's Torah. It's just something about this pasuk that the Pritzadik says many, many times. And the reason that Kol, Torah with a vav, means Torah is because the vav is a singularly constructed letter. It's one straight line. Torah is Emes. Emes is one straight line. A vav. V'kol Torah chelek Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom. What is the strength of the Jewish people? Torah. That strength begins with whom? Moshe Rabbeinu. As he'll say later, the other great power is tefillah, and that is a strength that vests in us with thanks to David HaMelech. But Torah, thanks to Moshe. V'zeh nikra ohel. That's the ohel in which the Jewish people were in the ohel moed, bless you, k'meshenemer v'yakov ishtom yoshev oholim. Ubebreshis rabba, that pasuk yoshev oholim is explained, shnei oholim, he was in two tents, Yaakov was in Beis Midrash Shel Shem and Beis Midrash Shel Eiver. The pasuk in Parshas Balak, k'necholim nitoyu, Ka'ahalim nota Hashem. So, the pasuk is makish aholim or oyhalim to nechalim, alo or tents, oyhalim to nechalim, to life-giving springs of water. Life-giving springs of water in which one can be tovel and become tahor. And so the Gemara in Bracha says, just like that, tahara comes from the nechalim, af oyhalim. So too, the tents of Torah, Ma'alin es ha'adam, Gemara there says, Mikaf chayvel lekaf schus. How does a person earn merit and become a mensch? How do you become a great human being? By developing your Torah personality, your Torah knowledge, and your Torah sensibility, and then you become a great human being, and you are lifted from kaf chova to kaf schus, from being a person with a deficit, and you gain asset, and you become of greatest and supreme human value. But that's through Torah. That's the Ohel. Similarly, V'chein Isa, the Gemara says, She'ein divrei Torah miskaimen Ela b'mi shememis atzmai aleha, in the words of the Gemara in Brachas, Samach Gimel. She'ne'emar zeis ha-Torah Adam kiyamus ba'ohel. So it's referring literally to a person who is deceased and is in an Ohel, and everything and everyone in the Ohel becomes Tamei. But Chazal adairish it to mean kiyamus ba'ohel means that a person literally gives up life, and all of his life is just to study Torah in the Ohel of Torah. And that's the Ohel Mo'ed, the Mishkan. The idea is the Misha Zacha Liyos Druftiki the Araisa, a person who merits becoming a vessel of Torah. That person is like he has no permanent home. He could be living in a mansion, but the point is all he cares about is Torah learning. Therefore, it's as if he is in a tent. He looks at his world now. This is a temporary world. This is not where I need to be and where I need to indulge and have my pleasures and my good life. No. All I want is my Gemara. All I want is my Torah. I just want my Torah, and I'm happy and I'm satisfied. K'may she'amru, like Chazal say in Avos, kach darkei shel Torah, pas b'melach teichel, simple bread and salt and water, mayim b'msurat tishta of al haritz tishon, uva Torah ata omel, and you're studying Torah, that's the derech of Torah. Meaning that you look at this world and say, I don't have to have of this world. I'm only passing through it. I'm a temporary resident here. I'm not even a permanent resident in this world. I understand that. And that kind of attitude gains for a person an otherworldly sense of being. And now the person is in this world, but he's really with Hashem, because all he is his Torah. V'oz nikru Yisrael, then the Jewish people are called Re'av Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are compatriots. We are compatriots of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are, if you will, forgive me the expression, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, peers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Re'av Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'kamei she'amru, like the Medrash says on the Pasuk in Tehillim Mem Hei, L'rkamais tuval la'melech means people dressed in the most beautiful sewn clothes. Here it's referring to the Mishkan and all of the beautiful sewn tapestries of the Mishkan and of the Big De Kahuna. B'sulos achareha re'oseha muva yislach. All of this beauty being brought to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the day the Mishkan is complete, it should be considered like this day when people are all made so beautiful and brought before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brought before the King. Because that's what this pasuk is all about. That's what this parsha is about, right? The Jewish people completed all of the necessary ingredients and brought them before Moshe Rabbeinu for the construction of the Mishkan. But this is all because of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mishkan represents where Torah comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. In the Midbar, all those years when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, except for the days he was on Har Sinai, Torah was transmitted to Moshe Rabbeinu through the Ohel Moed. That expression, Ohel Moed, is used to describe both there where Moshe received Torah before the Mishkan was built, in his Ohel Moed, just outside of the Machane, and then where he received Torah in the Mishkan, the Ohel Moed. So the function of the Mishkan is Torah. Yes, it's the function of serving, it's a place to serve Hashem, but it represents the foundation of the Jewish people, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us Torah and taught us Torah. as it was given to him, and as he heard Hashem say the Torah to him, teach it to him in the Ohel Moed. That's what the Mishkan represents. And that's why it's the Mishkan Ha'edus, the Mishkan of Torah, Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe. Then you have the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash has a different quality to it. The Yesh Kol Tefillah. You have the Beis HaMikdash, which is the voice of the Tefillah, the voice of the Jewish people, the aspect of prayer. Shehu Chelek Dovid HaMelech. That's Dovid HaMelech's apportioned role. Olav HaShalom Dechsiv V'ani Sefillah. As he says it about himself, meaning that I'm entirely devoted to you, Hashem. I am a prayer. Ki yadua. V'lezed sarach mokoim. Now for that, you need a place. More permanent place. Torah is something where the whole idea of Torah is you don't need a place. Wherever you are, you have a Gemara. You know, it's the famous stories of the greatest men in the most difficult circumstances and the Torah that they studied. And the Vardika Talmidim who, you know, were smuggled in a Gemara and studied in the Gulag. And studied Torah. And it was just fine. They were well, and they felt comfortable, and they had the Gemara. I was told of a circumstance in which one of the Rashi Yeshiva of Ner Yisrael had some issues concerning the draft at some point in time, Rav Yaakov Kolevsky, and he was fine. He had to be. He was interned for a while. He had his Gemara. It was just fine. Because what's the difference? If I'm learning Gemara here or there, I don't need to have my house, my comforts. That's not what it's all about. I'm just here, passing through. I don't need a place. I have my Gemara. Tefillah needs and requires and deserves a place, a sanctuary. That's the Beis HaMikdash. That's why the Mishkan keeps moving around from place to place, because place is not important. An address is not necessary. But in the case of Tefillah, it has the need for a place. It deserves a place, a permanent place, a Makam Kavua for Tefillah. There's a concept of a Makam Kavua, to daven in the same place. But that's for Tefillah, as opposed to Torah. So he says, V'lezeh tzarech mokim, k'moy shenemar, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, ad emtza mokim l'Hashem, I must lay the foundations for the Beis HaMikdash and find there where the Mikdash shall be. He wished to build it himself, but it was not to be, it was to be built by his son Shlom HaMelech. V'chein Yisa, kol ha'kaveya mokim l'tfilasa, el ha'mokim asher amad sham, the Gemara says, like we follow in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu, who had a makam kavua for his tefillah. This begins when we come to Eretz Yisrael. And that's when it's most important. When we are not living the life of the not just the nomadic life, but we're living life tied to the land, working the soil, tilling the soil, bringing crops up, not eating man anymore. We're not just in the Beis Medrash with Moshe Rabbeinu anymore, where the Mishkan is appropriate. Now we need a place, a permanent place, because we are now becoming, so to speak, more typical in how we live our lives, and the Mikdash is going to be a center and a central focus of service of Hashem, because we're no longer each attached to Torah the way we were when we were in a machana that was immediately connected to and that was set up with concentric, concentric circles of, you know, the Shechina, Machana Leviya, and then Machana Yisrael, each tribe as close to Machana Shechina as any other tribe. Now it's different. We come to Eretz Yisrael. So this one is taking care of his olive grove, the other one is planting his grapes and taking care of his vineyard. Now we need a place that is a place for Hashem and for my service of Hashem. As the pasuk says, now we have a place that will remind us that though I'm working and I need to work hard, and I'm seemingly producing by the work of my hand and the sweat of my brow, but it's really, it's all the Rabban Shalom's world, and it's what he will allow me to produce. V'zem meram is a kasuv. This is what the pasuk in Yeshayahu Memches says. Koyamar Hashem, Goyaloch Kadosh Yisrael, Ani Hashem Elokecha Milamedcho Lohoyel, Madrichacho Bederech Telech. I teach you, and I guide you, Bederech Telech, in the way that you walk, in the way of your life. Milamedcho Lohoyel, Hu Kishahadam Ponu Irak LeDivrei Torah, K'Masheratzim Moshe Rabbeinu L'Vashal. Melamedcha Lohel was when we were being taught by Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the first stage of our national existence. That was in the Midbar. Shehiu Kol Yisrael Pnuyim Rak L'Torah V'Avodah. That was 40 years in the Midbar. Avalav Kol Adam Zoichel L'Zeh. We're not all worthy of it. We're not all going to merit being a part of that generation. K'Moshe Amru. Tovya L'Dezachei De'Hevi Driftiki De'Araisa. Fortunate is the one who is a vessel of Torah and only of Torah. Al ze Omar, therefore, the pasuk continues and says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu is madrichacho b'derech teilech." That's after we come into Eretz Yisrael. Merame is b'derech teilech. Al derech shamru, like the Gemara says about the words of Kriyat Shema, "Ubalachas didoch, v'lachtecha b'derech." Doesn't just mean say Kriyat Shema v'lachtecha b'derech. If you're traveling, it means in life, don't live and say, when I finish this or that, when I'm able to, I'll turn to my tefillah, I'll do my davening, I'll do my learning. No, you have to live a certain way and work a certain way. It's Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, and you should be constantly involved in Torah and tefillah. And that's what the Beis HaMikdash does. The Beis HaMikdash is a presence in our lives to remind us and to give us a signpost of how to serve Hashem and to remember to serve Hashem, even though we're very involved in day-to-day life, if you would like to call it that, unlike the life we led in the Midbar, which was the life of being in connected to Moshe Rabbeinu and being in the Beis Medrash, so to speak, with Torah alone. K'mashenemu v'zucharto es Hashem Elokecha ki hu hanoisen lecha koyach la'asos choyl. When Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to us in Chumash Devarim and he says, remember, you're going to be working and you're going to be living a very practical, you know, life on the land and tilling the soil and so on. But remember, whatever you do, the success you'll have when you do that, God willing, will be with Hashem. He will be the one aiding and assisting you. He'll be the one who's going to bring you success. But how do you remember that? By having a Beis HaMikdash and coming to the Beis HaMikdash, serving Hashem there, praying there, having that makom physically in your land and in your life. But that's the stage that came after the Mishkan of Moshe. That's the Beis HaMikdash of David. Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom Ratzah Sheyu Yisrael Pnuyim Tamid Rach L'Torah V'lo Yiyah Lehem Shum Kvius B'Nyonei Olam Hazeh Rak Al Derech Shetziva Yehoinadav Ben Rechav. In Yirmiyahu we find Yehoinadav ben Rechav told his children, Ki ba'olim teishvu kol yimeichem. Just always live in oholim and don't expect much and don't stray from the ways of Torah and don't indulge, and that will be good for you, and then you will be successful and you will not be swept away due to your avinos. And so Yirmiyahu Navi comes to them and says that, tells them, informs them, because they listened to their father and lived that way, they will indeed be zeichah to live through and survive the Churban Bayis Rishon. So this is what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. He says, live in Oyalim, meaning see your life in Olam Hazeh as ephemeral and don't need and don't want the permanence, the structures, the lavish life, the comforts. That's not what it's all about. Those are not necessary. You have Be'er Miriam, you have Mon, and you have the Ohelim of Torah. What more do you need? V'chein hoya b'midbar. That's what life in the Midbar was all about. Shlo hoya lehem kviyus makom, rak b'makom ashayachnu, hoyu oisim lehem oihelim l'fisho. Wherever they were, they temporarily had an oihel. But the center of their life was the Mishkan. The Mishkan represents that they were living that kind of a life that Moshe Rabbeinu envisioned for us. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah stands for. And that's what the Mishkan stands for. And that's why it's called the Mishkan Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe. Va'oz hoya hashras hashchina gam ken b'mishkan shenikra oihel. And that's why at that point the Mishkan is called Oihel. Because not just that it was a place taken down and moved like you would move a tent. After all, it wasn't a tent. It was a wood structure, the beams of wood and tapestries above. It wasn't the classic Oihel. No, but the point of Oihel means that the people's lives and their relationship to Hashem is one of living in Oihelim. The Oihelim, like Oihel Hashem and Oihel Hashem Ve'ever. The life of the people in the Midbar was a life centered upon Torah and centered upon a kind of existence very different from the more typical worldly life that we ended up beginning to live once we came into Eretz Yisrael. And that's what Mishkan means. And that's why it's Moshe's Mishkan. Because it's called Torah. U'kishibo'u l'Eretz Yisrael, then it's called Tefillah. U'kishibo'u l'Eretz Yisrael, l'kviyus makoim. We have a permanent place. We're living in homes. We're living in cities and villages, on farms. Normatively, if you would call it that, oz nivna hamikdash. Then we have a mikdash. So yamakim lahashem, makim kavu lahashras hashchina. As opposed to a point in time when it's v'shechanti b'soicham, where everybody was in the besmedrash. And the Shechina is with us, each of us, and we're all in the besmedrash. We're learning and being taught by Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu is hearing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and learning and giving over mitzvahs until the last days of his life. So we are in Moshe Rabbeinu's besmedrash, if you will, and taking from that besmedrash and learning and attached to that besmedrash for 40 years. That besmedrash was the Oil Mayed. That's Mishkan HaEdus. That is different from what was next, which was the Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael. That's a place, a permanent place, for us to come, to serve, and to be cognizant of, and to come to be Oil Regal, yes, to attach ourselves to, but it's not who we are on a daily basis. The Mishkan was who we are on a daily basis. It's the Torah that we were living, that we were learning and absorbing, and the Torah nation we were becoming by having the Mishkan with us at the center of our encampment those 40 years. That's why the Mishkan, specifically the Mishkan, is called Mishkan HaEdus Asher Pukad, that was created by and by the direction of Al-Pi Moshe, by the teachings of Moshe, all for the purpose of the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu.